听力课堂，听 class.com。
我这样比较具体给大家说明一下。那么在你的正文当中，你要说明，建设更多的公路它的好处和坏处。OK, illustrate the advantage, disadvantage of laying down more roads. For example, advantage, speed up the flow of traffic. 比如说，我们如果建了更多条公路，它可以加速这个交通的这个车辆的流量 ，right? Yeah. If we want to lay down more roads, we can speed up the flow of traffic. Speed up the flow of traffic. Understand me? Yeah. And disadvantage, for example, laying down more roads will occupy much land. Occupy, you know, occupy. Yeah, take up. Yeah.那么建设更多的公路，它会怎么样占据更多的土地 ？Yeah， 一定要注意这个表达方式啊，这是第一个方法。那我们不能仅仅从那一方面去论述，要多开阔一些思路啊。那么从第二方面，你不妨论述什么呢 ？Advantage and disadvantage of opening up more busy lines. Opening up more busy lines. OK.For example, the advantage, reduce the number of cars and bicycles, right? Yeah. 所以我这个 line 一出现，可能刚刚同学没有听明白。Advantage and disadvantage of opening up more busy lines. 那么这个 line 就指什么 ？Railway line, right? For example, subway and so on, right? 你比如说地铁。但是我们在综述当中一定不能是非常特别具体的啊，要具有综合性。那比如说我其中的一个优点是什么呢 ？Reduce the number of cars and bicycles, right? 它可以减少汽车和自行车的数量。Why? If we open up more busy subways, and more people can make use of it, right? 更多的人可以充分利用地铁 ，right? Okay. So, and disadvantage.那么如果我们也会提到每一方面它都有点缺点，那么它的缺点是什么呢 ？Inconvenience for a number of people. If you have your own car, it's very convenient for you to go everywhere, right? But when you have to take a subway, I should say, it bring you some inconvenience. 如果你有自己的车，你毕竟到哪都很方便。如果你乘坐地铁的话，这会也给你生活带来各种诸多的不便 ，right？ Yeah. 所以有一，当然我就是举了几个例子而已。那你开阔你自己的思路。但同学们发现这种比较性论说文主要是在比较什么呢 ？Advantage, disadvantage, right？ Yeah， 事物比事物法，你发现从一个角度上来讲，我们对比缺点优点；从另一个事物的角度上来讲，对比缺点和优点。Yeah。所以可以说，这种写作风格也是我们在无论是在四六级还是在雅思托福考试里面，现在目前考试的这个题目的出题率这种比较高的啊，你一定要注意。那么最后我们要得出一个什么结论 ？We must combine laying down more roads with opening up more busy lines。所以你最好的解决办法是什么？也不妨多。建设几条公路和开发什么铁路线也结合在一起 ，OK? Why? Because every picture has got two sides, yeah, OK? And we should try our best to make full use of the advantages instead of disadvantage in order to avoid disadvantage, right? 我们要更充分利用每一方面的优势，而避免它的什么劣势，对。这只是一个例子而已啊，那么主要是运用这种方法，同学们去进行组织文章啊。好，主要是论说文，别的还有几个方面，我们很少在现在目前考试当中并不是浮现率很高，所以我们只是给同学们提及这两点内容。是那么参考的最好的新概念课文45课，阐述性论说文 ，OK。那么比较性论说文，我们主要是在哪一课体现的？41课 ，right， 主要是对比 ，right， 所以这两篇文章，同学们在学习的时候，不妨再拿出来仔仔细细的研究一下它的这种 写作的风格，它的安排布局，这是很重要的，不仅仅在于词汇和句型了啊。OK, now let's study lesson 60, too early and too late. 那我们今天要学习60课，太早和太晚。So in fact, we know, in the modern society, we must be a punctual, right? So let's say, we must be neither early nor late. Don't you think so? That's a good manner.
你要知道我们在当今这个社会最好怎么样？不要早也，不要晚。那
punctuality is important and essential. Don't you think so?所以这种准时是我们必不可缺的，也是非常重要的当今的一个社会因素。 That's a good manners, 也是一种有礼貌的行为啊。
Study the words and then let us learn what the writer illustrates and what writing style he used.
通过学习课文呢，我们来看看这篇文章它论述了什么，采用了什么样的论述方法。 OK,你发现我们41课、44课这两篇课文有一定的共同之处，那么和59课相比，它这种写作风格是完全不一样的啊。再看看60课啊。
So, please open your book at page 269. Read after me the following words. Punctuality, rural, disregard, intellectual, abstruse, coordinate, reproach, puncture, diversion, trial, fraction, flourish, macroscopic,Macro, microphone, microwave, microwave oven, microfilm, element.
Now let's study the first word, punctuality. In fact, we have learned it. 事实上第一个词汇 punctuality 我们已经学过了。它的形容词形式 punctual, 守时。We must be punctual, whatever we do, we must be punctual, right? 无论我们做什么都必须要守时。想想看非常的守时 be punctual to theminute, 还记得吗？ Yeah, 他这个人是相当守时的。He is a person who is punctual to the minute. Yeah, 守时到了这个按分钟来计算了。Yeah. In my opinion, don't try to cut it fine in Beijing. Otherwise, you would be late. Don't you think so?
Yeah,
我当时给同学们曾经还介绍过，时间终点掐得很准。Cut it fine. Don't cut it fine in Beijing. Otherwise, you would be late because of a heavy traffic jam, right? 好，回忆一下就可以了啊。Punctuality 是它的名词形式，准时。Rural 农村的，那么城市的呢 ？Urban, U-R-B-A-N。那么这两个形容词主要是用作定语，像农村的生活 （rural life）， 乡村这个城市的生活。Urban life, U-R-B-A-N. 好，把这两个词跟我读书。Rural, rural, urban, urban. OK. Disregard. So do you remember how to use it? Disregard something. Disregard means ignore. Pay no attention to. Take no notice of. 所以我要求大家把握住不顾无视这表达方式的时候，不仅要把握住 disregard， 同时要把握住 ignore。Pay no attention to, take no notice of. 注意介词啊。Disregard 还是一个名词，我们主要用于短语 in disregard of. Yeah, 还同时介绍了 treat somebody with disregard. 还记得吗 ？Treat somebody with disregard 怠慢某人啊。我们是在31课怪人那课学的，所以参看一下31课的笔记。OK, intellectual, 知识分子，这词性一定要背熟。Abstruse, 深奥的哈，这个我们就不想多解释了，直接用来修饰名词或做表语就可以了哈。好，抽象的怎么来表达 ？Abstract, OK, 深奥的 ，abstruse, yeah, OK. You know, I'm not good at mathematics because the subject is not only abstract, but also abstruse. OK, 我不很擅长数学，为什么？因为它既抽象又深奥。OK. So coordinate, this is very important word. 这是非常重点的，我们今天要把握的词汇。The transitive verb means what? In Chinese, 协调。那么这个及物动词，它中文的含义协调。OK. Now listen to me. To say how we should use it.Our efforts need to be further coordinated for higher efficiency. Understand me?
our efforts need to be further coordinated for higher efficiency. Can you understand me? 能够听明白我这句话吗？ If you can't, you must improve your listening. Not only your reading. Okay. Our efforts need to be coordinated. Or need to be further coordinated. Further 主要是用来加强语气的。For higher efficiency. You know efficiency? Efficiency means being efficient, right? 也效率，高效率。那么为了怎么样？为了得到更高的效率，达到更高的效率，我们怎么样？需要更进一步的协调我们各方面的努力。Got it? 那注意，各方面努力都需要进一步去加以协调，目的是使效率更高。注意这表达法啊 ，coordinate。Okay, so if you want to complete an arduous job with your classmates as quickly as possible, then I think you must coordinate everything as much as you can. Don't you think so? Yeah. 如果要想和同学们、朋友们一起更快地把一项艰难的工作完成，显然你们需要协调每一件事情，所涉及到的每一件事情 ，right? Yeah. 好，注意这个本身是及物动词啊。好。协调工作 coordinate work 啊，同时我要求大家要把握住两三个动词 first arrange 这就太简单了，那么这个动及物动词本身的含义就是表示什么安排，它和 coordinate 还不一样， coordinate 只是表示协调，而 arrange 是安排，而谁来安排这次 party 呢？Now, who will arrange the party? Okay. How can I arrange the paragraph? 我应该怎么样组织这个自然段呢? Okay. Yeah. Next, organize. 那这个是什么?组织。Yeah. It's your duty to organize our meeting. 你的责任来组织这次会议, right? Organize. 那么最重要的一个词 harmonize 一定要注意 harmonize 那么这也是本身是一个及物动词，也是一部及物动词，它表示协调，是调和，也表示给音乐配上和音，协调是协调一致，是调和，也指给音乐呢配上和音，